Listener's discretion is advised. Good evening, folks, on this Sunday edition of Random Stuff to all the parties who are listening here tonight. Now, it's a really, really great weekend and a great day to start the month of July. Of course, last night was the USFL Championship game, and the Birmingham Stallions defeated the Pittsburgh Maulers to go back-to-back. And this year's 2023 USFL Championship MVP was wide receiver of the Birmingham Stallions, Deion Kane. And here was his MVP championship game interview after the trophy presentation to the Birmingham Stallions.
Zora is down there right in the middle of it with the MVP, Deion Kane.
Deion, are you even in a position to have a lengthy conversation at this point?
Man, I'm just trying to celebrate it with my guys. This is a moment of dream come true. All glory to God.
The gold pen.
I couldn't do it without the Stallions fans, without my teammates. It's just a moment to soak it up with my guys. Let's enjoy it.
Let me get you for a couple more on a night when all the pressure is on. You end up in the end zone three different times. How did you harness whatever energy you had to show up in that way?
I mean, honestly, just want to be a team guy, bro. Like, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity that Skip and the Stallions gave me this year. We had a lot of ups and downs, but just to be here in this moment and to play throughout the dream that I've been living for, it's a dream come true. But to celebrate with these fans and my guys, this is all I came here for.
Once again, congratulations to Deion Kane and the Birmingham Stallions for becoming the two-time USFL champions, tying with the most, with, of course, the Stars, who represented both cities of Philadelphia and Baltimore back in the 80s. Of course, 1984 was Philadelphia Stars, 1985 was Baltimore Stars, and of course, behind those two teams were the inaugural USFL champions in 1983, the Michigan Panthers. So there are only three champions in the USFL so far. And I'm saying those because the new USFL settled the lawsuit, and of course, they get to mention the original USFL. Now, let's move on to the streets of Chicago. Yes, Chicago, Illinois had put this entire thing on the map for NASCAR, as both the Xfinity Series and the NASCAR Cup Series raced there, even though it was a very rainy weekend. But, you know, the Xfinity Series drivers didn't get to finish, but that makes it worse because they weren't even halfway done. But instead, they have no other choice but to call this race done, as Cole Custer, the pole sitter of that race at the Loop 121, is declared the winner. So here was his rain-shortened victory interview, orchestrated by NASCAR pit reporter of NBC Sports, Dave Burns.
Now, there can only be one inaugural winner of the Chicago Street Race for the Xfinity Series. It is Cole Custer. Cole, how will you remember this one?
the wildest win I've ever been a part of, for sure. I mean, this is definitely not the way we'd want to get it. You know, we want to run all the laps and we want to win it the proper way. But at the end of the day, we're racers. We'll take it how it comes. And it's just awesome. Everybody that's a part of this team that's really, I mean, we're really hitting our stride here. I mean, we're really running up front and we got everything working how we need to. JT and all the guys at the shop have worked extremely hard trying to get us where we need to be. So I can't thank them enough. And everybody at Haas Automation, Gene Haas, Tony Stewart, just got to keep it rolling.
There's a sense, Cole, that this would be okay with a lot of people because you were the best car, proved that in qualifying, and then took off in the race. What's it like to win a rain-shortened race, but in the right way?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot because I think we did have a really fast car and you know, arguably the best car, I would say. So it's not like it was just given to us. You know, it wasn't just pure luck, but it means a lot to still have a little bit of respect there. But at the end of the day, you know, we still want to run all laps, but, you know, it's not always going to play out like that.
And from the time you hit the track here in Chicago, what's the experience been like learning the track and just being better than the other drivers?
I think the whole time that we've been here, it's been absolutely wild. I mean, we have raced and we practiced in the rain. Just guys wrecking, how intense the course was, just trying not to make mistakes. It's the wildest thing I've ever been a part of. And then having this, the whole rain delay, I mean, this is just the wildest week I've ever been a part of. And I think it's really cool. And one of the coolest things NASCAR has done the last, I don't even know however long. It's a pretty awesome weekend.
Second one of the season, a big one for Cole Custer.
Once again, congratulations to Cole Custer on his second win of the 2023 season. By the way, those two wins from Cole Custer were the first two wins in over two seasons. Of course, the last win came from Chase Briscoe back at the 2020 race at Kansas Speedway. Yeah, Kansas Speedway of all tracks. And of course, that was the, I think just three more races before the championship finale at Phoenix Raceway, which ended up going to Austin Cindric of Penske, or Team Penske, that is, at the Championship 4 race for the Xfinity Series. That's in 2020, but it's a big momentum now for Cole Custer, and those two wins were both road course racing, and that were the first two wins that he ever had on a road course, because all the other wins that Cole Custer had in the Xfinity Series were oval races. So this is a really good thing now for Cole. Now, on that Sunday race, started rainy, which caused the end of the Xfinity race, but it ended up starting at the later time. And that caused it to shorten the race to 75 laps at the Grand Park 250. So it'll not be 220 miles. It'll be less than that. But it was a very crazy race. It had a pileup. It had a mess on turn 11, which was insane. Like, you know, clean up on aisle 6, which ended up being clean up on aisle 11. And, of course, that's how traffic was in the streets of Chicago. So that's pretty much normal. And NASCAR Cup Series guys did a little show and tell. But history was made. But how it was made, here's the last lap of the race.
You see the gap right there. Pulling away down the back straightaway. Cleanly through turn 3. Full throttle into the braking zone, over the hump, a lockup by the 31 back there. Just Bergen through 4, through 5, smoothly onto the throttle, good corner exit, headed back to you.
He will swing wide out of 5, he'll set up and go right to the middle of the racetrack and go drivers right now, hard braking, downshifting, he's going to drive it in way deep, and he'll pull away from Haley even more, he'll leave turn 6, down to Michigan Avenue for the final time this evening in Chicago.
Trackhouse Racing drivers have been part of huge and great memories from Chastain to Martinsville to this. It's not over yet, but it's really close.
The 75th anniversary of NASCAR, and it has been 60 years since a driver has won in their series debut. Well, through turn 11, Shane Van Gisbergen has been perfect. He has navigated the streets of Chicago to perfection. The final time, onto the front stretch. He comes to the checkered flag. He's won the
Yes, an historic win for Shane Van Gisbergen, who is a three-time Supercars champion, driving the 91 car for Trackhouse Racing, or at the subdivision group called Trackhouse Project 91. Of course, the only qualification you need is you have to be a very skilled driver from another country other than the United States. That's, well, the qualification Justin Marks wants that to happen. And of course, they got Kimi Raikkonen, the former F1 champion, racing in two races last year at Watkins Glen and earlier this year at the Circuit of the Americas. And by God, first race, you win. My God, Shane Van Gisbergen made history. That happened for the first time in 60 years. Yes, the last person to do so was Mark Donohue back in 1973. Van Gisbergen became the seventh driver ever to win a race in his very first Cup Series race. And here was his winning interview.
Let's be honest, Shane. When this deal came together, did you honestly feel like this was possible?
No, of course not. But you always dream of it. And thank you so much to the Trackhouse team, the Hans Elf Project 91. Man, what an experience in the crowd out here. Like, this was so cool. And it's what you dream of. So hopefully I can come and do more.
What were you telling yourself on those final few restarts?
Well, when we had that bad strategy back to 18th, I started to worry a bit, but had some full sends on some people, and the racing was really good. Everyone was respectful, and it was tough, but a lot of fun.
It's Monday back in Auckland, but I'm sure there's a party going on at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What would your message be to all those young drivers back there in Australia and New Zealand?
Anything is possible, but you know, the fans in Australia and New Zealand, the response this week and the coverage has been, I can't explain it, like the response and the support I've got from everyone, and even over here, how welcoming everyone is. I can't believe it. Dream come true.
So you know everybody's going to want you to drive their car now. Are you up for a full-time cup ride if you want?
I'm doing one more year in Oz, and then I'd love to come over here.
There you go, one more year in Australia, and then he might come cup racing with us, Rick. Look at this crowd here on the front stretch in Chicago, and the fans in the stands as well. SVG gets the win. The Kiwi is a cup winner.
Once again, congratulations to Shane Van Gisbergen and the Trackhouse Project 91, which technically went back-to-back. Of course, Trackhouse Racing is what I'm talking about, with Ross Chastain winning at Nashville last week. And now, this one, historic one, under the banner of Trackhouse Project 91, makes it two races in a row for Trackhouse Racing. And how will it go for the foreseeable future? We'll just have to find out. But until then, after this brief ad, a surprise happened at Saturday night's Money in the Bank pay-per-view for WWE at the UK at the O2 Arena in London. So stay tuned on this Sunday night edition of Random Stuff Season 4.
Celebrate the second anniversary of the insurrection with a gift any red-blooded seditionist would treasure.
It's amazing.
January 6th cargo shorts. Be the traitor of your dreams in these high-quality shorts that'll have your 8chan message board screaming, "You look proud, boy." There's a pocket for your face paint, a pocket for your raccoon pelt, another for your overdue alimony payment, one to store your stepmom's phone number when you need to post bail, and a pocket for a noose that'll have Mike Pence running for a Waffle House. Act now and we'll fill one of those pockets with a 2000 Papa Roach CD. Every pair of January 6 cargo shorts are lovingly assembled in a Chinese sweatshop, but we put a big Made in the USA patch right on the ass. Do your next insurrection in style in the roomiest shorts this side of the Capitol Police line. Available in XL, XXL, XXXL, and Daddy Donald. January 6th cargo shorts. Call now.
Wow.
back, folks, on this Sunday edition of Random Stuff. Now let's get to that segment. It is indeed the All the Deeds of All the World, the quarantine version of Meanwhile, called
Quarantine While.
Well, in this Quarantine While segment is full of surprises, and last night during the WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view in the UK, there was a surprise. And who was a surprise? Well, we're going to get to listen to the audio version of this, and of course you can look at this one on the WWE's YouTube channel. Here was the surprise during the Money in the Bank pay-per-view.
It's up to the decision makers. They don't necessarily know how to feel about London. Oh, come on. We're not telling you guys anything you don't know. They think this is kind of a hostile environment. They think that sometimes you guys are a distraction. They even think that you guys try to take over the show. You see that? You see that? They don't know what they're talking about. You are the voice. You are the heartbeat. You are not trying to take over the show. You are the show. So I'm here to try to bring WrestleMania to London. Oh, I struck a nerve on that one, didn't I? I'm here right now, not for one more match. I'm here because I know when they play those trumpets, people watch and people listen. And right now, I want to give something to an audience I love. I want to give them a chance to tell the world, to tell the people who make decisions, what we already know. Take a moment right now. Let them see. Let them feel. Let them hear what WrestleMania is going to sound like in London!
Never mind the fact that it's supposed to be summer. The last few days have been cold, rainy, I've got to wear a hoodie everywhere. If WrestleMania's going overseas, it needs to be somewhere beautiful. Good weather. Nice beaches. good-looking girls in bikinis. I think if WrestleMania is going to go international, it needs to go somewhere like Australia. That the best you got? I thought you guys had banner. Ready? I can see it now. WrestleMania Australia! Aussie, Aussie, Aussie! Hey, hey, hey! Nobody says no to the Grayson Waller effect.
Say again?
No one says no to the Grayson Waller effect.
How about can I enjoy some time with my friends? And before you came out here, my friends and I were trying to let the world know that WrestleMania needs to come to London!
Oh, Waller from behind. And what was John saying about respect a little bit ago?
You don't turn your back on a rat like Grayson Waller.
Oh, Waller ambushing Cena. Down and talk about a buzzkill. Oh! Oh! So much for the Grayson Waller effect.
Wow, John Cena was able to fend off Grayson Waller with just one move, and of course, Grayson Waller being a narcissist trying to get himself into things. And now he's going to have to run off to his mommy and daddy off at Australia and maybe run off to the desert or maybe in the islands where he did Survivor. The Australian version of Survivor, that is. But until then, folks, after this brief ad, we're going to get to listen to a country song, so stay tuned, folks, on this Sunday edition, the first Sunday of July, right here on Random Stuff Season 4.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about a new enemy. Its name, the Boogeyman. I'm just yanking your steam hose. The enemy I'm talking about is A1.
AI?
Oh, AI! Artificial intelligence, man. Computers that can think and make love. No banana games, Jose. AT is the real McCoy. I asked it to write a movie script for Caddyshack 2, and it's miles better than the real Caddyshack 2. It even made a drawing of Dr. Jill in one of them French cut swimming costumes. Oh, oh, oh! Sweet Gussie Moran. That got me hotter than a kettle of mustard plaster. But this AL, it ain't a toy like your frog slingshot. It's dangerous. Imagine, somebody could tell it to make a doodle of me throwing a lemon at a dog, or sporting a beehive hairdo in a little hat, or chowing down on Old Glory. Kind of things I'd never do. So keep your head on a swivel, Jack. Be safe. Unplug your thingamajigs and you'll be A-OK. Capiche? I'm Joe Biden. Or am I? I am. It kind of makes you think, don't it? At what time is lunch?
Just had lunch, Mr. President. We had lunch.
And way back, folks, on this Sunday edition of Random Stuff. Once again, we wrap up this 4-episode weekend because 2 episodes were on Friday. Now, we're going to get to listen to some music from Kyle Petty. Yes, you heard me correctly. Kyle Petty, who is a former NASCAR driver that can sing country music. Now, here to perform his rendition of Rodney Crowell's "O King Richard," here's Kyle Petty.
O King Richard.
too. You rum run of dreams, the swiftest of outlaws I've ever seen. Your checkered flag waving so high in esteem till no one can catch you at all. What can you say about the man built for speed? The master mechanic gave you what you need. Survival on instinct, a heart that don't bleed, the winning tradition of a vanishing breed. When I think about a man much like myself, alive in a vacuum, alone on a shelf, never go no place till all I've got left is staring at these lonely walls. Oh, King Richard, just keep up the pace. Your boot in your gas tank, your smile on your face, and you'll set the standard time can erase, and God only knows how you feel. There's life in the fast lane, then you wrote the book, but it don't come as easy as you make it look. Cause a man in a sunshade can never slow down without somebody sneaking around, stealing your crown. From a dirt track in Charlotte to the Daytona line, your life flying by you, you don't even mind. The world loves a winner, and you showed them all how easy the king gets it done. Richard, just look out below. Some punk on your bumper, you're running too slow. And one day you're older, the next thing you know, your races are already run. Oh, King Richard, men that try and ditch you, yeah, they never can get you. Cause you know how to drive. Oh, King Richard, men that try and catch you, yeah, but they never can get you. Cause you know how to drive like a thief. Oh, King Richard, men that try and catch you, yeah, but they never can get you.
That was Kyle Petty with his rendition of Rodney Crowell's Oh King Richard back in 1995. Yeah, 1995. That's 3 years after Richard Petty retired from NASCAR racing for good. Now, after this brief ad, we are gonna take the one more brief ad before we end this Sunday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. Stay tuned, folks!
On April 4th, 2023, Donald Trump made history. And to celebrate this achievement, we are proud to introduce the Trump Indictment Commemorative Coin, emblazoned with an image of the former president bitching about his indictment. And on the back, an artist's rendering of his penis. This brilliant gold-painted coin is created using a poker chip from one of his failed casinos. Small enough to be smuggled into prison in any body cavity, this coin is also perfect to display on a desk or to delight a simple child. The Trump Indictment Commemorative Coin. Act today. Or don't. There are plenty more indictments coming.
Thank you.
Finally, a good night's sleep.
Folks, that is it for this Sunday edition of Random Stuff. Be sure to tune in 2 days. And by mean in 2 days, I mean this Tuesday, when the 4th of July special will premiere for the fourth time. So, once again, good night, everyone.